God's love be your love.
I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. In Alexander Dumas, The Man in the Iron Mask, the evil twin puts the good twin into a secure prison behind an iron mask. His face and his identity is hid from those who are responsible to keep him in prison. Good finally wins over evil, and the rightful heir who can lead France out of war and poverty captures the throne. Of course, only a few people knew that they were twin boys in the first place. Beloved, it is day 10 of the first 10 days of 2010, and if you've just arrived to this site, you can go back through the archives to catch up. There are times we, too, wear the mask. Without an evil twin in sight, no dungeons, and absolutely no Three Musketeers. We put on a mask, stone face, straight face, no emotion, to hide our vulnerabilities and weaknesses as a way to protect ourselves in professional situations, a good defense against injury during our workday. It's the don't let them see you sweat face. And sometimes we wear the mask as a defense mechanism in our personal relationship. You know, the stone-faced husband or wife, or the straight-faced boyfriend or girlfriend. They just stare at you and you can't tell what's going on behind those eyes. I understand wearing the mask. I wore one when I worked in the lion's den. Figuratively speaking, of course. Well, that's the place where I thank God every day for the angels who showed up on a regular basis. But the mask protected me from the lions who watch for any signs of weaknesses or a sign that I had relaxed my guard. If they were able to see it, they would just pounce. The problem is when we wear the mask 24/7 and it becomes a lifestyle decision, a prison that hides your true identity even from you. So I learned how to develop a transition routine from my professional to my personal self. On the way home, I'd listen to my favorite gospel radio station, CD, teaching tape, took a praise walk before going into the house, taking lots of deep breath, praising God as I went along, took off my work stuff and put on my relaxed gear, played with the kids, helped them with homework, chatted it up with my girlfriends, hugged up with my husband, prayed or filled the house with lots of music, or just took a break. A hot bubble bath with candles and music. You know the kind of routine. The door. This year, don't wear the mask 24/7. Take it off, take it off, take it all off. Learn to develop your own transition routine, one that works for you. And practice Ecclesiastes, the third chapter. A time to do this and a time to do that. A time to be on point, a time to work, a time to worship, a time to serve, a time to pray, a time to act, a time to make noise, a time to be quiet, a time to be connected, a time to unplug, a time to speed up, and a time to slow down. Take off the mask. Develop a transition routine as a way to restore yourself to yourself. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this has been your wake-up call.